Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
ER Politics, Irish Tony. I'm going to take your advice. I have Mr. Orrin Hudson along with Dr. Birnbaum on the line right now. We're going to talk about Orrin Hudson's philosophy in terms of it's absolutely mandatory in our society for people to help people. How did you get started in this area, Orrin?
Well, seven people were shot in a robbery in Queens, New York for $2,000, and I said to myself, bad things happen when concerned people fail to make boss moves. I made a boss move and started Be Someone to teach young people brains before bullets. Think it out, don't shoot it out. The only way to fight is to use your head.
You know, I'm thinking as you're talking about this also, your background. You were someone who was really destined to be in prison, actually. And so the question is, what turned you around? You were 15 years old. You had a life of crime. And you became someone who helped people like yourself from getting in trouble. What was it that in your life, a mentor, or what happened that turned you around to thinking differently?
I was 15 years old. I was in and out of foster home. I come from a very large family. My mom had 13 children plus a couple of other children that were in the house. So a lot of children were in the house. So it was a struggle. So I was in and out, foster home, and I was in a gang. I was making bad choices, mostly following the follower. And a teacher came out of nowhere. His name was James Edge and said, listen, you're making the wrong, you're hanging with the wrong people and you're making bad decisions. He said, I'm going to teach you how to play chess. I told him, I'm a checker guru. He said, checkers, you're using half of the board. I'm going to show you how to use every single square on the board. So he taught me chess, and chess saved my life. So I owe my life to James Edge, who gave me the winning edge and showed me how to get my head in the game.
Orrin, we need more people like you living in this country. You are a very unselfish individual. I admire you 1,000%. I would like to make you become more of a regular guest on this program so that our audience can get to know you even better than they're getting to know you right now. Honest to God, sir, we need more people like you, and there's no question about that. How did you become a chess champion, and exactly what does that mean?
I was able to finish on top on a couple of people that I played in several tournaments. I played in tournaments a lot, and it basically means I'm the king of failure. Failure is fuel. Failure is information. Failure tell you when it's time to learn. So one of my methods for young people is I teach them that make it okay to fail, because every master was once a disaster, and you every time you lose, you get better.
You know, when you speak of failing, I'm thinking about this one person, Aaron Porter, that you spoke about, 6 feet four, and he was getting in all kinds of trouble. Who is it in your mind and your experience that stands out most of someone that you helped? I'm sure you helped a lot of students and children that needed you. But is there somebody, that one person, that stands out more than anyone else?
That's a good question. I think Aaron Porter and Robert Curry was another one. Robert Curry's mother called me at 1:30 in the morning. She said her son was in a gang, and none of the agencies that she called would help her. She asked me, would I volunteer my services and sign a court affidavit saying that I would help her son. I signed a court affidavit. I helped her son, and a reporter asked me, why would you take a phone call from a complete stranger at 1:30 in the morning? My response was, a full-time soldier sleeps with his boots on. It's not about me, it's about we, and it takes teamwork to make the dream work.
You know, I'd like you to do me a favor, Mr. Hudson. I'm not even going to call you Orrin. Out of respect, you're Mr. Hudson as far as I'm concerned, sir. Tell us exactly how your current program works. I remember from the last time that we talked, your goal was to reach out and touch a million troubled children. Is that correct?
Yes, sir, that's my goal. I've trained about 77,000 so far. I basically converted my personal home into a training center, and I invite children over, and I do weekly workshops, and I teach them how to just make good decisions, not to do the first thing that pops in your head. Your first crack could be a whack, and you can't take it back, so think before you act. So I have a life-size chessboard. I teach them the power of problem-solving, critical thinking, and decision-making, and then how to make your next move your best move. Because there's consequences, and every move you make has consequences. And you can make one move in life and never recover. So, you know, chess teaches you how, you know, there's consequences, and that the consequences for your actions are will reveal bad decision making. So I'm teaching people how to make good decisions.
So when you're talking about all this, and you're seeing other people making the wrong decisions, and people that are not reaching out to you, what is the first thing they should do to change their lives? I mean, we're talking about community, we're talking about school, we're talking about parents and how they take care of their own children. What place can we start to make a difference so these families can have a chance to succeed that don't have an opportunity to reach out to you?
Well, I think we got to teach people the power of giving. We got to start there, because I'm not my brother's keeper. I am my brother, and what you sincerely desire for others will happen for you. We got to go back to the root. You know, it's more blessed to give than it is to receive. Most of the crime that's happening is about people trying to take. And when you take, you lose. And when you give, you win. There's a song out by the Average White Band called A Love of Your Own. And in this song, it says, the sooner you give, the sooner you get to have. And my message to young people, you got to be a giver, not a taker. And you got to give to give, not to get. Because what you give comes back multiplied.
Mr. Hudson, how did you get this philosophy? I mean, I've got nothing but admiration, and I just want to know how you came to this conclusion. And we only have about 2 minutes, sir, and then we have to take a quick commercial break.
I love it. I live it in my own life, and I've achieved a lot of miracles because of the power of giving. You know, just serving other people, treating people like they, you know, make 5 people smile a day. That's my formula. That's my philosophy. Because I get a kick out of helping other people. I got a kick out of making someone else smile. That's how you win. And when you make, do no harm. Just do no harm. When I'm going to say trooper, everyone I stopped, I treated them like the most important person in the world. I may have wrote you a ticket, but somehow or another, you felt good about how I did it. Because somehow or another, I gave you a deal. I got you on rate of 100, and I put 80 and save you a lot of money. Somehow or another, you felt good about meeting me because I did my job, and at the same time, I did it with love.
Well, before we break, then I want you to answer this when we come back. What is it about you innately that makes you so supportive and caring about other people? I'm just curious about who you are, your personality, and psychologically. When we get back, I'd like that answer.
And we are going to be back here in probably less than 30 seconds, about 20 seconds specifically. Let me just say this. We definitely, I'm repeating myself, we're going to have Orrin Hudson on the show on a quasi-regular basis. He's really making a difference down in Atlanta, Georgia. He's making a hell of a lot bigger difference than a lot of other people are making right now. We are at a turning point in our country right now. Regardless of what your political preference is, we're at a turning point. People like Orrin Hudson can make the next phase of American history absolutely wonderful. Stick around. We're going to be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNlife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNlife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNlife.com or 844-443-6637.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Discussion with Mr. Orrin Hutson, a person who is actually doing everything within his power, which is great, I have to say, by the way, turn America into a better place Frida, you're on, babe.
Yes, you know, I was just wondering, you have such a joy and love and lust for helping other people. So this is more than just an organization in itself. Something about you that's very innate, that you're connecting. So I'm just wondering, what is it about you that is so joyful in helping other people? Did you grow up with someone that you were taking care of, that you needed to make sure they were okay? I mean, we're talking about a teacher that helped you to have a love for chess and succeeding in that. That's very good. But there's something about you that's much deeper. It actually reminds me of me, because I always rescued my parents who were immigrants and who needed, I thought, support. Was there somebody in your life as a child that you rescued? Or this is how it started, the feeling that people needed you to make some difference?
Well, I interviewed the teacher who taught me chess. His name was James Edge, and I asked him, why didn't he help me? He said he got in trouble when he was my age, and someone helped him, and he was paying it forward. So all I'm doing now is just paying it forward. I get a kick out of helping people. I try to make 5 people smile a day, and I just try to give everything I have. I'm going to die empty because I'm always trying to give and serve others, because the good you do will come back multiplied to you.
I'll say a couple of things here that I think are very, very interesting. Number one, the movie Pay It Forward was probably the most important movie I've ever seen in my life. It was an incredible movie. Kevin Spacey, and I forgot what the gal's name was, and I forgot what the young man's name was, but Kevin Spacey made a real impact on my life.
Yes, so, you know, I read an article about you, Orin, in New Jersey, and you had a connection with the judge. Do you want to tell us a little bit more about that, how that evolved, and what the outcome was with that?
I had a what with the judge? Say it again.
So you had a connection with a judge in New Jersey
I'm glad you mentioned that, because the judge, he called me yesterday, and he sent me a donation to my program. I thank God for the judge. But the judge, he's the real deal, because he flew me to New York, well, New Jersey area, for several years to do workshops for young people, because he said when the kids get in this courtroom, it's too late. And so he wanted to do something before they get in it, to keep them from getting in it. Don't come to my courtroom. So he's just trying to teach them how to think and how to make good decisions, because your moves have consequences. And you got to think about the consequences before making bad decisions. And so I honor the judge for in fact, he's going to be on my program, July 17th. He's going to be speaking to the kids at 10:30. But the judge, he's the real deal. He cares about people. And I heard a story once where everybody in the courtroom was crying because they call it the love court, because the judge had to lock somebody up that he didn't want to do it, but his hands were tied. So he's just a good guy. He cares about the world. He cares about the community. And he's trying to do all he can to teach young people how to think strategically about their future.
Orin, I'd like you to do us a favor. I want to give you all the visibility that we possibly can. You mentioned that you have a program. Is that a radio program, sir?
No, I have a youth development program. The program is about teaching. I teach on Zoom, teaching children how to... I'm teaching it on Zoom. That's a little training program.
If there's any way that you could get Frida and I copies of the video or the audio, we will circulate it as much as we can for you.
Yeah, when I teach the class or what?
Yes, sir.
When
you teach the class, yeah.
I have a plethora of videos that I can send you that you can circulate and people can see what I do. I've been doing this 20 years. I've helped over 77,000 kids. My goal is 1 million. And can't stop, won't stop, because our children are our future. And the life I stay may be my own.
I'd like you to send us some of those videos, if you would. We put a lot of videos on the site, and I'd like you to do that, because if anybody in this country in these troubled times needs help, as much help as we can possibly give in the area of visibility, visibility, pardon me. It's you. It's definitely you, Mr. Hudson. Do you feel like you have touched, you say, 77,000 kids so far, and your goal is a million? You got a time frame on that, sir?
I would say the next 10 years, but I need help. My biggest challenge right now is I'm playing a game without pieces. And it's hard to do it by yourself. God told me you can't do it by yourself. You got to ask others for help. So now I'm asking others for help. And in the past, I haven't, but I realized I can't do this by myself. It takes energy, it takes resources, and it takes brain power. And so I'm pleading for people to support this initiative. The life we save may be our own. What we're doing has your name on it. You could be a part of changing the world, one move, one life, one child at a time. BeSomeone.org.
I just quickly want to say I'm very impressed by the judge, first of all, because a lot of times the police, the attorneys, judges have each other's back, and victims are more further victimized. So it's wonderful to have people like yourself, and we need an organization, absolutely, that goes to the White House, actually, where we can defend people in a more neutral manner. Now, I know you spoke to Trump, that he selected you from the audience. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, that was beautiful. I hope he's listening, because he said he was going to reach out to me, and I never got that follow-up phone call. So, Donald Trump, my name is Orrin C. Hudson. We met on stage in Atlanta. Please reach out to besomeone.org, Orrin C. Hudson. She's for checkmate. Checkmate means you win. It's not over until you win. I had got a chance to tell this story from the stage and about being down and out and not having money, and look at the guy from the other side of the street, and he said the other guy on the street had more money than him because that homeless man is not $800 million in debt. So I'm on a mission to teach young people to think, and I would love to get support from Trump and everybody else who can be a part of the solution.
Well, I want you to do one favor for me, if you would, Orrin, and that is consider us to be on your team. You know, one last comment, Frieda. Orrin Hudson is a great guy. We're going to have Orrin and many of his supporters on the show in the future, primarily because he is a man who is teaching young people how to stand up and take responsibility for themselves. Why is this so important right now, in your opinion, Dr. Frieda?
Because in reality, we should really embrace diversity. You know, we're known as the melting pot. The United States has equality, supposedly, for everyone. And if we help each other, this will help unite us and reverse racism, discrimination, and know that we're all in this together.
I think it's very important that everybody, people on both sides of the spectrum here, have to work together. They have to stand up, and they have to take what Orrin Hudson is saying. They have to take it very, very seriously, because in my opinion, Orrin Hudson has the answer.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Days before longtime Republican operative Roger Stone was to report to federal prison, President Trump commuted his sentence. Stone was convicted last fall of lying to Congress and obstruction of justice during the Mueller investigation. He was sentenced to just more than 3 years in prison. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany said Stone was a victim of the Russia hoax. She added Stone has already suffered greatly and is now a free man. Seoul, South Korea, mourning the death of that city's mayor, Park Won-soon, presumably by suicide. The New York Times reports the mayor died a day after one of his secretaries went to police and accused him of sexual harassment. He was believed to be a successor to South Korean President Moon Jae-in, whose term ends in 2022. On Wall Street, the Dow finished up 369 points on Friday, the S&P 500 up nearly 33. This is USA Radio News. We are hearing the thoughts of one Trump administration official on what should be in the next round of coronavirus relief. USA Radio's Tim Berg was listening and brings us the details.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says a second round of stimulus checks should be included in a new coronavirus relief package. Mnuchin also tells CNBC regarding unemployment insurance being extended again, he doesn't want to see folks get more than they would get if they were working.
You can assume that it'll be no more than 100%. So, yes, we want to incent people to go back to work. And even at 100%, if people have jobs, we want them to go back to work. So enhanced unemployment is intended for people who don't have jobs and particularly industries that are harder to rebound. So we will not be doing it in the same way. And we're in a dramatically different situation. Many businesses are open. Many businesses want to hire more people today.
You are listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Time for the second half of KER Politics. We've been doing a little unique situation here today in the sense that where Jim McKinney and I live in the Great Northwest here, we have a really good representation of the United States. We have a town called Bellingham that is, somewhat intensely populated, very similar to intensely populated major cities in the country. And we have a rural area that is an almost twin of the Midwestern United States. Jimmy and I right now are chatting with two of the local politicians, Loanne Van Weeren and Jennifer Sefcik. Jennifer is a newcomer to the political spectrum in the sense that she is running for office. Loanne has held her office before and is attempting to regain it now. We think they're going to do it. Jimmy, take over, bud.
I want to really thank Loanne and Jennifer for stepping up. Last night we had a nice event with talking to our constituents in our area. But what we're trying to do is get a good grasp of what's happening nationally and then bring that down locally. So we'll start with you, Loanne. So what is your perspective of the political dynamics right now in America that makes you want to continue to serve in our state legislature?
Well, I will say that currently the political climate is very divided. And what I see happening is people that normally or in the past have not been paying attention are suddenly paying attention to national politics. And I even had a conversation this morning with my daughter, who was asking me some very important questions about our current president and what would happen if that changed. And so this is a daughter who really has not been paying attention to politics. But we see that with this current climate, of course, the saturation of the news media and social media, and, you know, it's coming to us, whereas previously we needed to go find it. But now it's coming to us. And it, sometimes it is absolutely overwhelming. But it is really disconcerting about the political divide that we see. People are in their tribes, they're in their camps, and they're not necessarily willing to listen to an opposite opinion or perspective. And that really bothers me.
Jennifer, I have to ask you this. After having listened to you last night, chatted with you a bit one-on-one, I'm very impressed with your passion. Let's talk about your qualifications, and let's talk about what you think the main problem that needs to be solved, not only in our area, which is Whatcom County, Washington, but also on the national level.
Well, thank you for asking. I feel like having a business background at this point is very helpful. I've worked for large companies, medium companies, run my own small business, and just had touch points in a lot of different industries, which I think is helpful. The other thing that I've committed a lot of time and energy to is working with youth in training and teaching them how to think well and how to debate and speak well. So in that process, 1 year at a time, we would delve into government policy, looking at it from top to bottom, what makes good policy and what doesn't make good policy. So that has led me into a lot of different areas. I certainly don't claim to be an expert in any of those, but it has given me a better appreciation for what's going on in our country and in a lot of different areas. Right now, of course, we know that our country is in a point of crisis. We're at a crossroads where the war is against really conservative and liberal ideas that are tearing the fabric of our society. And as Luann said, you know, people are paying attention now that have never really tuned in so much. And I think it's because a lot of things have been stripped away from us. We're sitting at home. People are on their computers more. They're working from home. And they have a lot more time, I think, to process and think through these things. But it really is time for us who have the better solutions and answers to step in and fill that space to show that we can be optimistic about our future. We just have to move forward with promoting those good ideas.
You know, ladies, there's a real challenge right now with corporate media and actually getting the word out on social media and other areas. And, of course, with the COVID lockdown here in Washington State, it's really restricted campaign issues. Just very briefly, each one of you, you know, Luann, you may start, and then Jennifer after that. Very quickly, how are you overcoming that, and how are you getting out and reaching people to spread these messages?
Well, it is a little challenging this year, and we have campaigned very creatively. We have done a lot more of the digital platform as far as like Zoom calls, GoToMeeting, a lot more of connecting with people that way. And then in regards to specific campaign, you know, tactics and strategy, we have moved online. We have gone to the telephones a lot more. But now as society is beginning to open up a little bit more, we do have more opportunities to be able to meet and greet with people one-on-one. And last night was a good example. For me, that was the first time that I was actually able to have a meet and greet in person, and I appreciated that opportunity because, quite honestly, you can't really know who I am or what I stand for, you know, until you look me in the face and you hear what my ideas are. We've also been able to transition to doorbelling, which is what I call the bread and butter of retail politics, and that's meeting people at their doorstep to find out what matters most to them. So, yes, we've been very creative about campaigning, but yet in some ways I see that it's been somewhat of a benefit because so I'm currently a legislator. And so a lot of my time has been spent, a lot more time than usual during this interim, has been spent helping constituents with the problems that they are facing, whether it's with their unemployment benefits, not being able to get them, trying to direct constituents to the resources to help them get through this crisis. So in some ways, it's been almost a bit of a relief that I haven't, you know, been able to have a full-on campaign out and about, but yet being able to spend more time actually helping my constituents.
So, Jennifer, you're a bit new to this. This is your first time running for office. How are you meeting these challenges? And we're down to a little bit less than 2 minutes, just so you know, for this first segment.
All right. Well, thank you for asking. Actually, we had a very unique situation that came about because of some very bad legislation that was passed in the spring, which was a comprehensive sex ed for kindergartners K through 12. And so we were getting a ballot referendum approved. And so that was during a shutdown, which posed unique challenges. However, we were able to rise to that occasion and create drive-through opportunities for people to come by a location and sign that petition. Luann and I were there, as many of those as we possibly could. So that allowed us to interact with voters on a personal level, on an issue that touched them deeply, that they cared about, and that we were able to use that opportunity to spread our message.
You know, I have to tell you, we're going to have to take a commercial break here fairly quickly. And what I would like to get into, Luann and Jennifer, what I'd like to get into is your feelings about the political climate in the United States right now. Now, I know for a fact that I've got a couple of years on both of you because I know I have a couple of years on Jimmy. History has always been incredibly interesting to me. Political situations have always been very interesting to me, and I have to tell you, pardon me, at this moment in time, I am absolutely terrified at the potential direction that our country could be going in. We live in the greatest country in the world. We have literally saved races from extinction going back to World War II. Prior to that, we have been probably one of the largest benefactors in the world in terms of helping other people. And I got to tell you guys, Luann and Jennifer, I'm terrified about how that could possibly change. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. I'm going to be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, Bill Hyde here for Safe Places USA. If you're thinking it might be finally time to move out of a dangerous urban area to a safer place before things get worse, pay close attention. Because the feeling in your gut, the one telling you to get out, could save your life. Here's why. You can now find out where the safest places in this country are by going to SafePlacesUSA.com and checking out the Ultimate Relocation Manual. It's your personal guide to the tips, tricks, and techniques for relocating your family to the safest places in America. All broken down in 15 strategic critical categories along with checklists and preparation sources. So if you want a clear path to getting out of Dodge, go to SafePlacesUSA.com. That's SafePlacesUSA.com. Use coupon code GCN and get half off the manual all this week. Plus, get the following books free with your Ultimate Relocation Manual. Pandemic Survival Secrets. Your Home, Your Fortress. All free this week at SafePlacesUSA.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hey, welcome back. Time to wrap up KER Politics. We have a very interesting motif for our program right now. We are chatting with Luann Van Werven, a politician here in the local county, Jennifer Sevcik, also from the local county, two very intelligent ladies who we met last night at a meet and greet that Jim McKinney organized for everyone. It worked very, very well. What we're going to deal with in this particular segment is we're going to deal with how Luann and Jennifer feel about what's going on in the country as a whole and what they where they would like to see us go. Jimmy?
So, ladies, I just want to highlight something that I looked at this morning on the news. The Federalist had an article talking about actually a gentleman named Marion Smith, the Victims of Communist Memorial Foundation is what he runs, and he put a tweet out that actually showed a very cleansed version of Mao's Cultural Revolution and how they just started destroying statues and started taking away Christianity and started to shame people into submission into their view of how the world should be. Interestingly enough, he edited it so there was no violence involved, although there were literally millions of people that died under Mao Zedong in the Cultural Revolution. Twitter actually put a warning label on it saying that it includes, potentially sensitive content. That's the world we're living in now, where we're being absolutely controlled and media is editing away facts and history, and we're facing that in our country. Luann, what's your thoughts on the destruction of monuments, on the CHAZ, the CHOP here in our own state of Washington, and this continual violence over issues that are serious and people should be concerned about? But what's your belief and feeling on that?
Well, certainly what is happening right now here in the state of Washington, what we saw play out in downtown Seattle, where we saw the American flag being burned, police cars burned. We saw, we see signs of defunding the police. And then when we see around the country monuments being torn down, and I will point back to our K-12 education and also our, probably even more so, our higher education, where we now have those radicals from the 60s, now teaching in our institutions of higher education. And they are in large part indoctrinating many of our young people who now have no concept of the greatness of America. And so here they are thinking that that there are all these things wrong with America when there are so many things that are good about America. And Al, you touched on that too, about the force for goodness that America has been around the world. And so these are people who have no concept of America, Americanism, free speech. I mean, what free speech is. And so it is disappointing to see this happen. But I will say, even though it as upsetting as it is, there is really nothing new under the sun, because we did see this back in the 60s. I'm reading a book now about the formation of America, and it was pretty ugly way back then too. But we need to be vigilant, and we need to be on guard, and we need to be bold, and we cannot be afraid to stand up for what is right and what is good. And even though they're going to tear us down, because media is very dominant, in opposition to us, we need to step out there and really be bold and with winsome attitudes that we are that we need to be about winning the hearts and minds of the next generation.
Jennifer, how would you, if you do get elected, how will you help Luann and others in the conservative side in our Washington State legislature to make changes? What would you do?
Well, that's a great question, and there has to be a team, of course, to make changes, but we must always advocate for the principles that we know are right and be that voice. One of the things that, of course, Luann just mentioned and you is the destruction of statues, and that is just symbolic of a disdain for property rights, and that is just part of this destructive movement that is going on that has an agenda, and we have seen that in full force now with our Seattle Chaz and Chop Zone, and we don't want that coming up to Bellingham. We don't want that spreading into our district, and we have seen that most people are fearful of this spreading, but it seems to be that the media and the airwaves get filled with all of this just to continue to keep us in this fearful mode. But we have to realize that is not the majority. That is a small, loud minority that is driving this. And we have to talk to people that we know and give them hope that their vote matters, and we must band together for common sense and reason and go back to those roots and those founding principles that have made our country great, because we are at a tipping point. But it's time, as Luann said, that we continue to work together and spread the message of what has made us great so that we can keep it great.
Working together is the only way we're ever going to accomplish anything. Jimmy, I'd like you to comment about one thing right now, and that is the voter turnout is incredibly important. Actually, the only reason that Donald Trump didn't carry the county, our area, back in 2016 is because the Republicans did not get out and vote. Can you elaborate on that? This is critical in my mind.
Well, I think, what happened here in Whatcom County is symbolic for their state. It may not necessarily be representative of the rest of the country, but there was a lot of confusion back in 2016 about what Donald Trump stood for. There was a lot of concern. There were a lot of supporters in Whatcom County that supported Ted Cruz. And in Washington State, at the convention, attempted to make a statement about that. And of course, I think what that meant was that he only got about 36% of this county. And again, that represents the view that the way Washington went in general. I think there's a big difference this year, because Donald Trump has actually been very consistent in his conservative values. He's been very supportive of his Christian values. He's been very supportive of, those people out of our rural areas, and actually provided a lot of opportunity and jobs for people in the urban areas. And he's really done a great job with minorities, with opportunity zones, with Hispanic and black employment rates, with justice reform. He's the one person that's actually done that. So I think there's a big change and a lot more confidence in what the president stands for. And I think that's going to be make a big difference in 2020, especially as the media attempts to silence those voices. People, I think, are getting frustrated. They're starting to wake up. So I'm optimistic and positive that we could do quite well here. And I do think there's enough frustration as both our representative and our future representative on our show today, Jennifer and Luann. I think there's a great opportunity to swing back to some sense of common sense and rational decision making rather than this just extreme views being pushed by the left.
Jennifer, I've got to ask you a question. Now, you and Luann, after listening to what you had to say last night, chatting with you this morning, chatting with you guys last night a little bit after your presentations, what this whole thing boils down to, what America really boils down to right now, I have to say, when you talk about working together, I feel very, very strongly, and I would ask your opinion first and then Luann yours. We have to, in my opinion, get back to Judeo-Christian values. We're down to 1 minute, you guys.
Absolutely. That is the founding principles and morals that have made our country great, and there's nothing wrong with them. Even though they're old, they're still just as relevant today, and we need to continue on in that path.
And I would say those are the values that change our hearts, and it needs to start in the heart. We can't convince people on Facebook to believe like we do, but it has to be a spiritual awakening in our hearts and turn us back to the principles and the values that matter to God, that matter to our communities. And that's what we're about, whether we are here in the community or whether we are in Olympia.
I agree 1,000% with both of you. I want to thank both of you for taking some time. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been fun. Check in with us next week on the air.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.